We're here at the 2011 Tesla Science Foundation Conference in Philadelphia with Fran McCabe, an inventor with over 100 patents. You could say he's a successful inventor. We want to focus on one aspect of technology. These are these things that you see every once in a while, and it's a spinning round disc enclosed in a frame with gimbals, which means that it pivots. And this is called a gyroscope. What's the significance of the gyroscope in terms of what it can do for saving energy and for propulsion?
Well, if you don't always gimbal it, you actually want to contain it and have it transfer its forces either in a precession mode or in the back feed through the major arm that comes perpendicular to the center of the wheel. So you have those two modes. One is extremely powerful in a way of multiplying torque. And you can, it really, I just found out in the last couple of years, it's really the ratio of the wheel spin to the spin of the change of the plane of the spinning wheel itself.
It's a good idea if we define the word precession, because that's an important word that you're going to run into pretty much everywhere when you start researching gravity.
All right, now precession. Some people say it's some kind of conservation of energy, but really what I actually diagram this, and if I could just do it with my hands here, that is that when you bend the plane of spin, the top particles that are spinning move towards a focal point. The bottom parts move away. So the ones that move away have to go further, actually, because they're a further radius, because they're connected to the other particles. And the top particles actually go less distance. So, but what that means is that the whole wheel, since all the molecules of the wheel are connected, it has to shift. It can't stay in the same place because you have one radii and then a little further out another radii from your fulcrum. And that presents a differential of distance traveled by the particles of the spinning wheel. So, if that's understandable.
Well, the precession then is that shifting, and that's important for people to know that. And what I would recommend is for people to rewind and listen to the description you gave several times and really try to visualize it. If you're going to be a good inventor, visualizing things is fairly important.
From words, if you can do it from words, that takes an extra talent.
Yes.
Diagrams help a little bit.
Yeah, diagrams are good, and we'll try to get some of those drawn up at some point.
Now, after you get this precession, it seems like it's rare, or I really don't know, and I've presented these papers in Russia, and they tell me, and there's a guy in England that has actually gathered up all papers to, relative to gyroscopes, and they are telling me that my stuff is sort of unique, and sometimes it even says it's really the only one. Now, when I was in Russia, they did take me through universities and said they are working on it. Now, in the United States, I had a paper that was submitted, I shouldn't say, to a body, and it was rejected because I wasn't, as we said before, a PhD. I didn't have a university behind me. But okay, when you get the precession, and you power the precession, which is like I started to say, it's just plain not done. Now, that ends up where the gyro wheel wants to go into a spiral. Now, let's just say this gyro wheel is anywhere from an electron to a planet. And then now you can start to figure out how much gyroscopic really gets into our life. Now, so you're going to have an electron that is also a spin plane, because people say, I was just talking to Sergeant over here, there is it spins at the speed of light, and it is a rim. I had that in one of my papers somehow, serendipitously or whatever. And that rim now would be a perfect gyroscope. So now you bend the electron, and you start getting these precessional moves, and you get these spiral moves. Then you get encryptions of that becomes as the gyro spins on a satellite basis, let's say on a pivot point on the end of an arm with a little shaft that would come up off this arm. So now you have it becomes a satellite that spins around that pivot point or that shaft. Now when that happens, you split the precessional effect in two by one half the 180 degrees of rotation, wants it to go down, and the other 180 degrees goes up. Now, this makes the basic oscillation that everybody talks about oscillations, but do they really say where they come from? Now, one of the topics of the symposium in Russia was that you had a fundamental, they were having a query on what are the fundamental mechanics of physics. And so I had these four motions, which orbits, translation of orbits, bending this, the plane, and then power and the precession. And there's a fifth one, which I could touch on, but that's one where you actually take the spiral, let's say it's a DNA spiral, all right? So now then you encrypt that DNA spiral with what Professor Lightwaite in London, who was Dean of Imperial College in London, we worked together for quite a few years. He was supposed to be the grand guru of gyroscopics until he told the Royal Society that it was anti-gravity. When really I tried to, well, tell him that it was a torque. He's just a torque machine. But okay, the main thing is getting into power precession, creating spirals. This is the basic fundamental pathway of power that is used for everything, forming planets, forming molecules, forming energies, so forth. So
the mechanics of motion in the universe. This is important stuff for people to understand if they're going to get into, especially developing anything to do with gravity. So I very much appreciate your sharing your thoughts on this, and thank you very much.
You're welcome.